Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Raymond?
Yes.
Hey, Raymond.
Are you the one that talked to a little while ago?
No.
Or Appliance Doctor? No? Okay.
No, sir. Yeah. You talked to somebody from our company?
Yep.
Okay. Let me see here. And you don't know who you talked to?
No, they're talking to me, and then they put me on hold. And I said, what was that? They didn't tell me they're going to put me on hold.
Okay. I apologize.
I hung up, then I called back.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't the one that you talked to there. You were speaking to my colleague, John. Did you want to speak with him?
No.
Okay. Okay. You're in Ontario, California. We're over here in Orange County, so not too far from you. And you do a 12-mile radius, is that correct?
I would say, yeah, 12-mile radius.
Okay. Gotcha. And then do you have anything else than just, like, your home advisor listing, or?
I do Yelp.
Okay, you have a Yelp listing as well. Okay, well, what this would do is we would get you verified with Google, and then we would place you on that first page. So in your 12-mile radius, anybody that searches the services you provide, you would pop up on that first page at the time of the search, so they can just click to call you directly. Now, this isn't a call per lead or a click or anything like that. It's just set at a flat rate, all right?
Okay, so what if no one calls me?
Yeah, good question. Typically, that really doesn't happen if you're on that first page, because just in Ontario alone, for appliance, let's just say repair, you've had over 2,000 searches in the last 30 days. So research shows that 90% of people stay on that first page to do business with companies on that first page of Google in that map section.
You're saying just Ontario?
Just in Ontario, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not going to be just Ontario because I'm going to 12-mile radius. Right?
Yes, but I'm just saying just in Ontario alone. So, yeah, you would be in a 12-mile radius, but I'm just giving you pinpoint, like, cities right then and there. But like I said, in Ontario alone, you've had over 2,000 searches. Now, obviously, when you grow that out farther to the 10, 12-mile radius that you're looking to target, it's gonna go higher than that, obviously. But that's where we would place you. So it's a click to call. Typically with other third party companies, what will happen is they would actually charge you a per lead type deal. So whether you get the jobs or not, you're paying for that lead. Where here, if you get 20 jobs or 100 jobs, there's really no, you know, fluctuation in price. It all stays the same on a month to month basis. Okay.
Right, but am I going to be? Question is, am I going to be on that page? Because I know there's only three at a time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't see more than three posted on top.
You would click more businesses and you would see a whole list of businesses on that first page. Now, typically, depending on the state, city, also to industry, it can range anywhere from 10 to 15 companies on that first page. Now, we always shoot for the top, but it's an algorithm. So anybody that's guaranteeing you, you know, first page, first placement on the first page, they're actually telling you stories, and that's not how Google works. Okay, Google's an algorithm, so we do integrate you with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, so that way we can make sure that you're populating, programmed on that first page. And we've gotten our customers to the top before, but I'm not going to say you're going to stay there, because it is an algorithm, and I want you to be very aware of that. Now, with that being said, I do want to set the proper expectations for you as well. Once you do get PIN verified, that's when we can start programming you to that first page. They are going to mail out a PIN verification to you. They're going to just make sure that you're a legitimate person with a legitimate company and you're not a robot with a P.O. box. Okay. Now, once you have that, that's when we can start programming you to that first page. That takes around 30 to 45 days to get you to that first page for all the services that you provide. So that's not to say you won't receive any calls in the first month, but your campaign will be up and running full steam ahead with that 30 to 45 days. The second month is really when you're going to start seeing that transition into getting more customers contacting you directly, because now you're at that time of, on that first page at that time of search. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but you're just not going to pinpoint it just Ontario, are you?
No, it's going to be a 12-mile radius. Typically, it ranges anywhere from the 10 to 15-mile radius. Is that okay with you? That's what you wanted
to
target, correct?
Radius. No, I want to do 10. I really don't know one. No, definitely no more than 12.
Okay. So I'll just put in the
notes. It goes out pretty far.
Yeah. Especially with gas prices these days. I can do just a 10-mile radius. That's fine. What you're looking at for just the established business credit, typically we do run specials. So, Daisy put in a special here for you for the established business credit. It just comes out to $199 month to month. Now, if you go and try to buy this on our website, you would pay a setup fee of $299 for the setup fee, and it would be $399 month to month on top of that. So I'm able to do it today. If you really want to get it started, I can lock you in at that rate at just $199.
So now, why is it so cheap? That means I'm not getting that many calls there. For that kind of price, I'm not going to get many calls. Isn't there a way of, so that would be paying per click, then obviously that's something totally different than, right, company? Because $199 is not going to cut it. I know for sure I'm not going to get many calls for $199.
Yeah, we're just getting placed in that map section. I mean, if you want to do like a per click deal, that would go all the way up to $499 month to month, and you would show up at the ads on top of the map section, and then you would show up in the map section.
Yeah, that's even better. So what's the guarantee I'm going to be there?
So we put it in black and white writing for you. We don't use the words guarantee. Google doesn't allow us if you're a Google Premier Channel partner. But like I said, we've been doing this for 20 years, so I know we can get you there, and we've done it multiple times with all of our customers in the 30 to 45 days. We put that in black and white writing for you. We send you an email with all the breakdowns of what we're going to do in that 30 to 45 days, and this is month-to-month pricing as well. So you're not locked into a contract for it at the same time. You are grandfathered in at that reduced rate, though, as well. Okay, now with the ads itself on Google for the top area, that's going to take 7 to 14 days, so that's going to be a lot quicker than just doing the Google Business Profile, okay?
So you're saying the top will show and also the bottom will show? Is it both?
Yeah, you'll populate in two areas. So there's going to be an ads, so it usually says sponsored on Google. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you'll populate, and then you'll also populate below that in the map section as well, just for the organic listing, because now you'll be programmed on that first page. So you'll show up in two places for people to find you, okay? Now, this does come with a full tracking system, so you're able to track the calls, the clicks. You're also able to track the location of searches. And you're able to track the calls and clicks from the sponsored ad itself as well. So we actually build you a custom tracking system that you're able to log into, and you're able to see everything right then and there. Okay?
So is there a limitation how much you can spend?
Yeah, so we allocate $300 from the $499 to your ad budget, so that way it never fluctuates and it never goes up. And that way you can always budget for that $499. You don't have to be like, oh, this month is $799. Well, what happened? You know, we want to make sure that you're always just in that price range so you can budget for that month to month. If you want to add a budget to it, you can.
Yeah. So what's the max and what's the lowest?
Well, the lowest is, I think it's around 300. That's what we do as a company to get results. A max, it really depends on how much you want to spend. There is no really, if you want to put as much as you want. Yeah, there's no like, they don't cap you out. You could put.
So you can go $1,000 a month if you want.
You could.
And I'll get more calls.
You would be placed on there. Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily run out if that's what you were saying. Yeah.
I'm sorry, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, so it goes based off of like a per click deal. So it basically wouldn't run out at you wouldn't probably have that issue at all or rotate positions at that point. But I want to make sure if that's what you want to allocate that to, an extra, you know, $700, that you let us know. So that way that $700 goes to that ad budget. You know what I mean?
So if I say $500 for a 10-mile radius, I'm going to get the sponsored ones on top.
Yeah.
They're not going to be there all the time, right? But they'll be in different cities, maybe regulating back and forth.
So they can be in any city that you would like to be populated into with those sponsors. So if you want to hit Pomona, if you want to hit Riverside area, if you want to hit Moreno Valley, if you want to stay in Ontario, then you can do that. If you want to do like Upland area, stuff like that, we can push you into those areas with those sponsored advertisements. But I know that's farther than 12 miles.
So if I were to say, look, I want to be sponsored. I want to spend $500 a month. I want to go Ontario, Eastvale. I could pick my areas, right? If I want.
Yeah.
And they'll locate them only in those cities.
Yep.
Okay. And so is there, when I have a budget for say $500, but things are slow, so are they going to make up that amount of money because they say it's slow, and the next day or next two will actually be more money per click? You know what I'm saying?
No, it would always just be that. It would always just stay that month to month for you to advertise.
Is there a limitation for each day that I'm going to be clicked on much per day?
No, there's no limitations.
This is going to be my max 500. What if they hit it in 2 weeks?
Yeah, if you hit it in 2 weeks, then you're going to have a lot of work, I'll tell you that.
I mean, I don't want them to overwhelm me because I only have one-man operation. I don't want to do my $500 in 2 weeks, and then what happens to the next 2 weeks? I can't do all these calls if you're saying I'm going to get a bunch of calls. What I'm trying to say is, are they going to maximize what I'm going to spend per day because I have a $500, say, budget?
Right. We can expand that, and we can put a cap on there. So, like, we can maybe say, like, hey, for $500, I mean, if you divide that by, what, 30? Let's see. Let me do the math for you really quickly. So we can put like for, you know, per day, $15 a day on there. So then that way you don't exceed that $500 within 2 weeks. See what
say
I mean?
Say that one day is slow. They can do maybe the next day. They can do 30 days. That was slow. I can see that.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to bang it out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So if I don't like the results, then I can just say, no more.
Absolutely. So it is month to month, so you have that option to do that. The only thing we ask is that you give us a three-day heads up that, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. Or if you're getting really busy and you're like, hey, I would actually like to just pause the service for now so I can catch up on my work, we can do that as well.
Yeah,
you could always do that as well. Just like I said, just call in 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we could always do that for you. All right?
Okay, so if I go on vacation, I can pause it?
Yeah, if you go on vacation or anything like that, you could pause it. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no need to.
If I go, Yeah, if I go on vacation the last week of the month, I'm asking these questions. I like to be clear in my mind. If I go on vacation last of the month and I still got a budget of, say, $200 left, and I go on vacation and deposit, what happens to those $200? Do they go to the next month, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think it does just go to the next month. Yeah, because it's not, it's just paused. I mean, you would be charged for the, let's say you unpause it, you would be charged for the month of service for us to populate you, obviously, to do it. But for that, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It would just roll over.
It would roll over, or is that just, they just only bill me for what I use?
No, so the cost per click, it's going to stay at a flat rate for you. So, like, for us, like, let's say you're going to say, hey, I'm going to give you guys, let's just say $500. You're just going to do the $499, right? We allocate the $300 to your Google business, your advertisement budget there, right? So it's just $499 month to month, right? And you say, hey, I want to pause it. Okay, cool. You paused it. All right. So now you come back, let's just say, the next month, you're like, okay, I'm ready to get everything going. Then it would just be $499 back again, because you're just paying us a flat rate. So that way we can tailor fit this to you. So that way you're not running out of, you know, your cost per click.
Right. So but if I go on vacation, I still have $200 balance on the $500 or whatever it might be.
So let's say you came back within 2 weeks and you're like, hey, continue to run it out. Perfect. We would still run those out. That would still keep going. Yeah. It would just pause that at whatever is left.
I understand what I'm saying. I go on vacation the last week of the month.
Okay.
And I still have $300 budget. A new month, right? The month starts on the 1st, correct?
Yes.
Do I have a $500 budget or do I have an $800 budget?
You would have an $800 budget.
Okay. You just don't wipe out the $300 or whatever. Okay. I just want to know. I want to be clear.
Because that's accounted to your account through Google, right? So if we're putting the $300 in there and you pause the service, the $300 doesn't just say like, okay, hey, like, it's gone, right? It doesn't just go out of thin air. It's still there. It's just waiting for you to unpause the service for us so that way we can continue to run that out.
Okay, so it's just a continuation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So month to month.
And then a new budget starts on the 1st.
A new budget starts. Yeah.
With the bonus of $200 or $300 or whatever it might be, $100, whatever it might be.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I can do $500. I can do $1,000. I can do $1,500 or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't a budget. I just want to know how much you want to allocate to it, so then that way we can make those adjustments here.
So what I'm probably going to do, I'm going to test the waters for a couple of months.
Okay.
And then, because, you know, I'm with Yelp, but the problem with Yelp is, now you're saying it's so much money per click. Now, if the click is it a call or is it to my website? Is it a click to my phone number, right?
Yeah, like you don't have a website, but yeah, it's a click for them to call you.
Okay, I'd rather have that. I mean, Yelp is saying I'm paying for the click. I mean, for I have to click for the
lead, right?
Or whatever. I don't want to be paid for lead. I want to be charged for a click to my number.
Okay.
So I can make the call, you know? I don't want them to click and say, hey, I don't like that guy. Click, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm paying $7-$8 a click for what? For a click. I'm paying people for a, that's what I want.
Okay. Yeah,
so
no problem.
I know you work for this company.
Right.
Is Google better than Yelp?
Yes. And let me tell you why.
Let me tell you why.
Because actually Yelp is one of Google's biggest advertisers. they advertise their third-party platform on Google, and it'll say, like, you know, 10 best appliance companies in your area type deal, right?
Right.
And now when they go over there, they're actually paying Google for those leads to go onto their website. And then they're vetting those leads out to not only you, but they're vetting those leads out to other appliance companies in the area. So it's not an exclusive lead. Where here, you're getting somebody to just click to call you directly. And it's exclusively because it's coming to you basically via like a telephone call. So that's why Google is better, because all these third-party platforms that are selling like a pay-per-lead, they're utilizing Google, paying them lots of money for them to do the advertising, which what we do is we just list you on Google as your own independent company, and you don't have to go through these other third-party companies for that.
Okay.
And that's why that's what Google's doing.
I don't know how much experience you have doing work with this. In your experience with appliance guys, what are people normally averaging spending to get comfortable or not a big company?
Yeah.
Got a single, like me.
Yeah. It just depends on the area and what they're looking at and how far, like a mile radius. I know sometimes they'll do Facebook advertising, which we do, which is a little more on the cheaper side than doing Google advertising. So it just depends. But anybody that does the Google advertising is spending around the $499, because that's enough work for them to handle with just a one-man crew, right? It's just you. And that's why if you want to do like $1,000, that would be really good. But I would advise you that's better like if you had a crew with you and you were able to just like bang out jobs left and right and not have to worry about, you know, you getting to each and every job. It could get a little stressful at that point.
So that's why I'm going to try out the 500 and see how where that is.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah. $499. Yeah. Absolutely.
So how do we go about this? So we have to get the Google thing first, right?
Yeah. So are you still operating out of the 2407 South Cherry Place?
Yep.
Okay. Ontario, California, 91761.
Yep.
Okay. And then your phone number is 626-806-3831. That's a good number for your customers to contact you.
Yep.
Okay. And then, Raymond, what's your last name?
Smithen. S-M-I-T-H-E-N.
E-N? As in N as in Nancy?
Yeah, S-M-I-T-H-E-N.
Yep.
Like
perfect.
Nancy. Yep.
Okay. And then email address for us to send everything over to you in writing along with your invoice and receipt?
Ray Smithen. My name, Ray Smithen. Ray Smithen 25 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Perfect. No space. Pacific Standard Time. Okay. Okay, and then for your appliances that you're doing, are you guys doing anything like, are you doing repairs, or are you doing a little bit of install, or can you walk
me? Just repairs.
Just repairs, okay. And you're doing all kinds of appliance repairs? It doesn't matter the brand names or anything?
Well, is there a way for me to vet that?
Yeah, I mean, we can make it as specific as you would like. So if somebody's saying like Whirlpool, like just for instance, you know, Whirlpool appliance companies for repairs, you know, microwave Whirlpools, then if just an example. But if you're doing like a Whirlpool, then we want to make sure that you're one of the companies that pop up.
Yeah, okay. We could do that. That'd be good. I don't want it just random. I want to be specific what I want. People just clicking on me when they type it in. I don't want them to get anything and everything and call me for everything.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No, that's why I want to make it specific to you, because I want the calls to come to you for jobs that you're actually doing. So if you're doing dishwashers, if you're doing dryers, washer machines, if you're doing disposals, dishwasher disposal, sink disposals, I want to make sure you get stuff like that. If you're doing refrigerations, I want to make sure you're getting those, right? So are you doing all of those as well, or did I?
Well, I don't know what you, I mean, you're going to ask me now. I'll let you know. That's what, I mean, you're going to do this now or you're going to do this later?
Yeah, so I'll have my tech team give you a call. They'll ask you those questions, but I just wanted to give them a rough estimate on, like, what you're really targeting. I'll let them know you're targeting appliance repairs, and then I'll tell them to go into a little bit more detail with you for, like, you know, appliances, and then also do branding to make sure that you populate for those brands that you want to service. For the billing itself, for the card, are you using a debit card or are you using a credit card?
I'll be using a credit card, but I want this to start on the first though.
Okay.
He's calling me now. I want to start on the first. I don't want to start in the middle of the month.
Okay. I mean, once the PIN verification is out, that's when it's going to start populating. Typically, it takes around 2 weeks to send out to you. So that's right around the first of when we'll have that all verified. So we would just do the payment today. We're going to start to build everything out. Is that okay, or did you?
No, I'd rather do it on the first. I don't want to build now. I can wait and call you back, but I don't want things to start till the first.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put in a note here, and then I'll call you on Friday, which is March 1st, and then we'll get you all set up and rocking and rolling then. Does that sound fair?
But if we start March 1st, then I don't have the Google yet, so how are we going to start? How is this going to work? Wait a minute. I'm going to pay you, but it's not going to start for 2 weeks, so I'm not getting a call for 2 weeks. That don't make any sense.
So the Google the Google Business profile itself is going to take the longest because it's the verification process. That's going to show up on the map section. The sponsorship, that's going to be pushed out. I mean, not pushed out, but it takes us 7 to 14 days to make that. So the first month is a building stage. That's why we always ask for just like a 2-month verbal agreement, because in that 30 to 45 days, that's when your campaign is going to be at full force, right? So around that time, it's going to be March 1st.
But you're paying... But say it again, you just said?
Yeah, so you would pay today, but you're paying for us to build everything out and start the process of getting you verified on Google and then building out your ad campaign through Google as well. Now, once that goes live, that's when we allocate those $300 to your sponsored advertising. Now, it typically takes around 7 to 14 days for that advertising to go live. I've seen it closer to the 7-day marker. It just depends on how fast you work with my tech team. But we can have those up and running typically within 1 week. It's the Google Business verification process for the business profile itself that takes the longest. And that's on the map section.
So you're basically saying I got to pay you $500, but basically I'm not going to see really active for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're not going to see yourself on there for 2 weeks, but you're going to receive phone calls from us, and then we're going to start walking you through that verification. So you're still going to be in contact with us. We're just going to be doing that building stage with you for that 2 weeks, and you'll be receiving text messages, updates on the Google Business profile.
Right. I understand, but I'm not getting no calls. So I'm giving you guys $500 for or whatever, $250. Or what? Installation?
Yeah, so it's just the installation process first. Like, that's what it is. So we have to build everything out. We're building everything from scratch for you. And then from there, once it's up and running, now it's at full force. So, like I said, in 1 week, typically, it usually takes a week for the Google Ads to go live. And that's why I always try to get an onboarding call with my tech team and my clients that I sign up within 24 hours so we can start pushing that very quickly for you. I don't like my customers to wait very long because then that process could take a little longer. So, I mean, I have availability, let's see, with my tech team at 3 p.m. and we can do the onboarding call today as well. and we can start getting that process and that ball rolling so we can get that out faster?
I'd just rather start on the 15th because I don't want everything mixed up. I mean, I'd rather everything done on the 1st. I'm not getting no calls for you guys for at least 2 weeks, and I'm paying you. So that's kind of odd. Yelp doesn't do that. That's kind of weird, but I guess
Yelp has a database of leads, so they're just vetting you leads. That lead can come in from today. That lead could be from a month ago, 2 months, a year, 5 years. You never know when that lead is coming to you. Where a lead coming in from Google is at a time of search. So in real time, it's calling you because that person is searching at that time and they're calling you right then and there. So that's why the quality of the lead from Google is a lot higher, and it has to be done correctly because we want to make sure that you're programmed on that first page for all the services you provide. So in the first month, not to say you're not going to receive calls because we have that Google Ads going for you, so that's going to speed up the process. Like I said, it takes anywhere from 7 to 14 days. So I'm not saying it's going to take 2 weeks. At worst, we would have it at 2 weeks. At best, it would be 7 days. And I've seen it.
Why do I have to pay you just to get verification from Google? To send a notice and not verify, and then once I get that verified, then I'll give you a payment. Why give you payment now when I'm not even verified?
Because we're expediting that process. We're sending everything out to Google on behalf of you, representing you. Typically what happens is most of our customers that are trying to get verified themselves, it's taken them anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get verified, if that.
Nah, don't take that long. I've done it before. It comes pretty fast.
Yeah, it just depends. Some people do, some people don't. So, like I said, we get that verification process, and then once that's processed, we start programming you on the first page. So, it just depends on, like I said, industry and area. That's just all
okay,
it
let's do it starting the first.
Okay.
And then we'll see how it works. If it works, I stay with you guys. If not, I cancel. But it's got to work. I don't play games. It's got to work.
Yeah, 100%.
We've been money, so it don't work.
Yeah, we've been in business for 19 years. So, I mean, we understand, like, that's why we're pretty quick in getting this stuff up and running for the business owners, especially, like, in your case, you're just a one-man show.
Yeah.
So we understand that time is money, and that's why we work diligently with you to get everything verified and then processing very quickly. So,
I tell you what, let's do that. What's the minimum? Let's do the minimum, and then I'm going to run it for a month, and then I'll increase it. And I'm going to see. I want you to see how it works. I'm not going to throw my eggs in all at once. I mean, I think it probably will work for me, and it sounds like it will work, but I just understand why you guys, I know it's probably startup fee, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. Are you there? It's you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
I think you guys are calling from me another number. Is this your number 343-4844?
No.
Oh, I'm not good. So why don't we just start on the first? Because I don't want things scattered out. I like being on the first. Yelp's on the first. You'll be on the first. That way I know what's going on.
Okay, so you want to start everything on the first?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
That's fine. Like I said, I'll put it in the notes.
Back?
I will be the one to contact you, yes, on this matter.
I don't pick up. Leave a message.
Yeah, and then I'll send you a text message as well. I'll say, hey, it's Charlie with Local Splash. We spoke on the 15th about getting you all set up with Google. It's the first. You told me to reach out to you. When's a better time to call you if you don't pick up? What time do you want me to give you a call?
You can't do it a week earlier, Google. It started on the 1st.
What do you mean?
I mean, how long does it take to get verified for Google, you're saying? Normally.
I've seen it done within a week before. So normally to send out the PIN verification and everything, it takes anywhere from like a week to 2 weeks to just get verified. It's the programming page. Go ahead.
So when I get the information, what happens? I have to call you back with the verification number?
Yeah.
How's that work? Is that how it works?
Yep. Yeah, you call us back, and then if they allow you to just be verified right then and there, good. Sometimes what will happen, they've gotten a lot stricter in the last 3-4 months, and they want to do like a video verification. If they do want to do that, my tech team will walk you through that process. So that way there's no hiccups, and then we can just get that video verification sent out to them right away, and then they verify you from there.
All right. Well, you know, it sounds good, but I really want to start like the first, so give me a call. I'd rather just do it on the first. I'm not really a,
okay.
I'm just calling. I need to get away from Yelp, I think. I think Yelp is not doing me right. So I'm going to check out Google, and if it works good, then I'll just, I'll swap. That's what I'm going to do. And
okay.
I'm spending, you know, I spend about $1,500 a month, so I'm just going to check it out.
With Yelp?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I'll give you a call on the first if that's what you want to do, and then we could just go from there and set everything up for you, and then start sending all those verifications out and getting everything set up to get you on that first page.
So in your opinion, if I spent $1,000 on your teaching, would that bring me enough calls for me that I want?
$1,000? Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be more than enough for
really?
A one-man show, yeah.
You gotta
understand, like, Yelp is selling you a lead that they paid for, right? So they have to make their money back on that lead. So that's why their lead is so high. So your lead is like, your cost per click is only from like 50 cents to $2.50 on Google, where you're paying per lead is like $8 to $12 on Yelp. Am I correct?
I guess, well, six to nine normally.
$6 to $9. So you're paying triple, if not quadruple, is of what Yelp is getting that lead for.
Okay. All right, Charlie. You know what? Sounds good. But definitely call me back, okay? Or text me.
All right. I'll call you on the first. Any specific time you want to set that up on the first or?
In the morning. Call me in the morning so we can get it all set up in the morning, okay?
Okay. Call you at 8 a.m.
All right.
Sounds
if I don't
good.
Call you back or text me and say, hey, this is Charlie, whatever.
Yeah, no problem, Raymond. I'll definitely do that.
All right. See ya. I gotta go.
All right. No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.